Hi everyone, thanks for joining us back here again.
Yeah.
It is now day 3 of quarantine.
Well, not quarantine in general, but the quarantine minisodes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, our poor Josie here is not feeling great at all.
No, maybe this will turn into what it's like, day by day progression of COVID-19.
Maybe. Who knows? See, you know what? I have so much faith in you. You will get through this. You're a champ, man.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I have a fever. I don't have a thermometer, but I'm going to get one today.
Oh, good.
But even if it is, like, I'm 23, generally pretty healthy in that age group that tends to do pretty good with it. So,
right, yeah.
As long as I isolate myself, it should be fine.
Well, if you haven't watched Birds of Prey, again, today is another good day to do that.
Oh, yeah, I gotta watch that. Yes.
So, well.
Did you watch I'll get into it when we recap our day. Okay.
Okay, so yeah, news reminder.
Fast forward if you don't want to hear the heavy stuff and get into the fun stuff. Again, 30 seconds to a minute. Okay, go, Brita.
All right, so. I just saw on the news the other day that people were, like, trying to intentionally get or spread the coronavirus, which is...
That's disgusting.
...fucked up. Yeah. And they said that it will be an act of terrorism, that they will get charged if anyone starts doing it, you know, after this. But the person who posted it on the internet, he actually did get charged with an act of terrorism.
Good.
Yeah, I know, because he was in the store, like, licking products and stuff. Yeah.
No.
And I guess someone was licking toilet seats and got the coronavirus. First of all, why the fuck in general would you lick toilet seats?
That's disgusting.
That is just fucked up on so many freaking levels.
Yeah.
But then to do it, I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, so if you have corona, stay home, or you will get charged with terrorism.
Yeah, and that kid that got charged... He already had, like, assault and battering charges, and, you know, that's disgusting. Funny that the one that makes him go to prison is the one that he was looking products at the store for.
Serves him right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anywho, yes, everyone stay home, take this seriously, you know, don't go out licking toilet seats and products at the grocery stores, that's just fucked up. And make the most of your time off if you have time off. I know it's scary, sad. You might not be getting paid, but just again, try to do things that keep your mind off of that.
Yeah.
So, moving on.
Yeah.
Josie, what did you do with your day yesterday?
Well, I was feeling worse and worse as the day went on. So,
yeah.
Nothing too fun. I guess I could start with, like, the progression of how I'm feeling. I don't think I talked about that yet.
Yeah.
So, what was it? I don't even know. Like, 4 days ago?
Mm-hmm.
I got a tickle in my throat. And normally I'd be like, no big deal, still go to work. Like, I was scheduled the next day, but I decided to call in anyways because my throat was scratchy. And I figured I better be safe than sorry with all that's going on. So I stayed home and I was feeling fine those past whatever 3 or 4 days it was, and I was like getting annoyed because I'm like, I know I should stay home, I know that's the right thing to do, but like in a normal case I wouldn't stay home and not get paid because I have a tickle in my throat. So like this either needs to get worse or better real quick because I'd like to have money, thank you. And so yesterday, I woke up feeling a little bit worse, but wasn't sure if, you know, it was truly like sickness or just because party hardy. And then I podcasted, ate breakfast, and then Brian and I both napped for like 3 hours. And I woke up feeling so much worse. I, like, felt like I couldn't breathe. My head hurt. I didn't really feel stuffy anymore because my allergy medicine was kicking in. But, like, I just felt warmed down.
You still felt like you couldn't breathe?
Yeah, I still felt like I couldn't breathe. Felt warmed down. Achy. Headachy. just yucky. So, didn't do too much. Did watch Tiger King on Netflix, though.
What is that about? Like, I keep seeing people watching that.
You gotta watch it. Like,
what is it about?
It starts out a little slow. It starts out about this guy named Joe Exotic who owns a zoo, or owned a zoo in Oklahoma, and basically, like, raises tigers and mainly has, like, tigers at the zoo. And then it just keeps growing into this, like, weird feud between people who own tigers and zoos, and then into, like, threats, and then into, like, legal stuff. Like, it just takes such crazy twists and turns.
Oh, my God.
And it's such a train wreck that you can't look away. And I don't think there's one person on that documentary that I'm like, yeah, I liked them, I'm on their side. Like, they just all deserve to go rot in jail. Like, I don't know what else.
Yeah.
Just is the best. You gotta watch it. Everyone in quarantine's gotta watch it. It's just, wow. Brian watched it with me.
Interesting. Maybe I'll watch it tonight or something.
It's a series, so, like, it took us, like, 2 or 3 days, but I'm sure you could watch it. You really sat down and dedicated the time.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, interesting. Okay. Yeah. Add that to my list.
Yes, definitely. What did you do yesterday, Brina?
Yesterday, you know, we podcasted in the morning, and then I went to my parents, and I finished the puzzle me and my mom had started while she was working from home, and then I brought over one of my other puzzles that's like a fairy one.
Yeah.
It's like really colorful, but it seemed a lot harder than the beach one we just did.
Yeah.
So, but I like it because it's really colorful. So we started that one too. But I basically puzzled for like 8 hours straight. Damn. And I watched The Biggest Loser with them. Came home, read my book, and basically went to bed. It wasn't a very eventful day.
Yeah.
But it was a nice day.
Good.
Oh, and I also cuddled with my cats at my parents.
Oh.
Yeah. So that was nice.
Sid was a jerk this morning, as always.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's a playful kitty.
I can't believe... Tell you about the thing that he does, trying to eat my hair.
What?
So, every morning now, he wakes me up. And he likes to groom me, so he likes to, like, pull my hair and then kind of, like, chew on it.
Mm-hmm.
But problem is, I sleep with my hair in a bun. So when he tries to do it in the morning, he, like, claws my skull and it freaking hurts. And that's how he wakes me up. And I hate it.
Oh, my God.
And then I usually, like, throw the blanket over my head, give myself a little air hole, and try and sleep. Or, like, last night I wore a sweatshirt, so I put the hood and the blanket over. That's freaking rude.
That is rude.
Yeah.
It's also funny at the same time because,
yeah.
Like, what the fuck? I'm pretty sure Brian sent me a snap.
Oh, yeah.
Of
probably
him doing that to you.
Yeah. The first like, couple times he did it, I was like, oh, how cute. Like, he's trying to groom me. He loves me. And now I'm like, get away from my hair, you jerk.
What if you just locked him out of your room at night?
He was going crazy last night, and I told Brian to, and I keep telling Brian to, but he's like, no, we left him. I'm like, yeah, well, he has the rest of the house, so he's fine.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He'll get over it.
Yeah. So, but he was cuddling with us last night. I remember at one point I moved, and he was by my feet.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so I think he spends about half the night sleeping by our feet, which is why Brian doesn't want to walk him out.
Well, I would not like to be waking up by my skull being scratched.
Thank you. Right? I'm gonna lock him out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Well.
Alright. Is that a what in the quarantine for me?
I sure do.
Good.
Okay. So, you can do this anywhere in your home. You can do this on the floor, on your bed, on your couch.
Ooh.
And you position your hands in different ways, and you sit there, like, with your hand in a certain position. You can use music. You can use silence.
Reading?
No.
No, okay.
And you can use a video on YouTube to help you.
Oh, meditation.
Yes, girl, yes.
I need to do that. Can you meditate while sick?
Yeah, I think it's actually, there's like meditations, guided meditations on YouTube for being sick.
Oh, good.
You should look them up.
Yeah. Sure. That was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
12 of 10.
No, thank you.
A lot better than mine yesterday. I need to up my game.
That's right, you're not feeling the best, so.
No. Get there.
Well, today's episode is a little shorter.
Wait, we gotta have first world COVID-19 problems.
Oh, yeah.
What problems are you having?
I am not having many problems right now.
That's good. You don't have, like, anyone you miss or anything, like, you wish was different? Or you're not, avoided with Austin yet?
No, he's been working, so I haven't really seen him. And then the last 2 days, he went to his cousin's house after work and hung out with him. So.
Oh, okay.
But I want to be able to see my grandparents, I guess, because, you know, when I have off, it's nice.
Yeah.
I feel like I should be able to go see them, but I can't because, you know, you don't never know if you have it or not.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I guess that would be mine. I miss my grandparents.
Yeah, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
But
I guess mine's a little heavier than first world problems, but I'm not insured, and I feel like this during COVID-19, so
yeah,
not sure what my best plan of action is. I was just kind of thinking, like, if I got it, Brian would get it, and he's insured, so then he can get tested, but I'm feeling way worse than he is. But if anyone would need help, it would be him, because he's asthmatic.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but I'm a little worried about not having health care. I won't have insurance until June 1st.
Well, let's all keep our fingers crossed for Josie and prayers.
I really hope that, like, it shines a light on our medical system and that, you know, medical attention is a right, not something you have to earn.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now it's something that you have to, like, work hard enough to obtain, and I think I work pretty damn hard, and I still am not insured, so.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yep. So we need to fix something with it. I hope this is the wake-up call.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We will see. We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Yep.
So, yeah, today's episode is a little shorter because, obviously, Josie's not feeling the best.
Yeah.
Sounds like she's really struggling.
Yeah, so, I keep running out of breath.
Sorry. Yeah. So, she needs to go sleep or rest, watch some shows, cuddle with her cat.
Yeah.
So, you all stay safe out there. Have a great day. We will see you tomorrow for another mini episode.
Yes.
Thanks. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.